It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We will share some fun linguistic facts about lickety-split, lickety-split.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. I am joined by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca. You ready to have some fun?
I am. Lickety-split is great, and I know you've got some other words in your pocket that probably sound like lickety-split and are really fun to say.
We get to say some very fun words today, starting with lickety-split. This is originally a U.S. term meaning very quickly or at full speed. It shows up in the early 1800s, and here's the first quote in the Oxford English Dictionary, 1818, from a publication called Analectic Magazine, which was a pretty short-lived publication in Philadelphia. Here's the quote. Such are those clumsy expressions, lickety-split, strippity-stain, nimini-pimini, namby-pamby, and 100 other.
I like all the ones I've heard so far, and I want to hear more.
Well, and let me pause here to talk briefly about namby-pamby. Rebecca, do you use this phrase?
I do not. I feel like I've heard people use it. I'm just not sure what the context is.
It is first cited in the Oxford English Dictionary in 1733. It's a disparaging way to talk about things that are seen as drippy or weakly sentimental, maybe even childlike. They're namby-pamby. Now, what I did not know until I saw the lickety-split quote with namby-pamby, and I thought, let me look into namby-pamby. This term comes from the name of a poet, Ambrose Phillips. He lived from 1675 to 1749, and he was known for writing these drippy, sentimental poems. And during his lifetime, people made fun of him, and that is the source of namby-pamby.
Can you imagine if that was your legacy? He tried to write poems, and this is what it ended up.
That's right. Ambrose to namby-pamby. All right, Rebecca, now back to lickety-split. It can be an adverb, such as, I'll get to it, lickety-split, an adjective, a lickety-split turnaround. And the OED also has it as a verb, as in the show lickety-split it along. I can't do that.
No, I've never heard that.
Where does it come from? Well, the lick probably comes from either the verb lick, meaning to move at full speed, and we have that by the early 1800s, or the noun lick for especially fast speed, like at full lick. And the itty, as in lickety, that little suffix is a fun way to extend a one-syllable word. So, Rebecca, we have it in things like hippity-hop.
Oh, cute.
Or hot diggity-dog. So that's the lickety, and then it combines with split. With split, we eventually see split come to mean speed, like at full split, which may be a back formation from lickety-split. And Rebecca, that verb, like, I've got to split.
I've got to take off. Got to get out of here really fast.
Exactly. That comes much later. The OED cites that in 1954. Now, Rebecca, we get to say a few more fun words. We not only have lickety-split, but here are some of the other variants. Lickety-cut, lickety-clip, lickety-slick, lickety-smash, lickety-splickety. That might be one of my favorites. Lickety-switch, lickety-wallop. Lickety brindle.
Starting to feel like a bridge too far here.
Now, Rebecca, I went to look at the frequency of this, and in the last 25 years, you do see a rise in the use of lickety split, so people may be hearing it more often.
Well, as an elder millennial, I would be remiss not to mention the fact that there was a My Little Pony named Lickety Split. And this wasn't just any random My Little Pony. Lickety Split was the protagonist in the early 80s classic, the My Little Pony movie. She was the star. So, I mean, obviously.
Obviously. And I'm glad you brought it up because when I was looking at the data, over these last 25 years, you do see a good number of references to the pony, lickety-split. And so the data are not entirely reliable here because you've got the pony lickety-split right there in the data.
Oh no, My Little Pony is fouling up the data. Well, it's a good thing we have you to sort through all of this and tell us what's what. Thanks so much, Anne.
What fun.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.